Kuf Pei Ches, which is Perek Ches of Task Sois Terochav. So we started to talk about the idea that there's a mechitza. Each time that the person overcomes a challenge in itself, he's breaking one of the mechitzas which exists between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that process is the process of Sumei Ra. That's which is a point that we usually think that the way you come to Kira to Kodesh Baruch Hu is by Asei Tov. And he's been mechadosh over here that the Sumei Ra is an important element. Each time that you can correct some of your Yetzer Hara, as such, I would say, in other words, that that b'tchilas yisaida, a person betchim shomer korb to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's chelik alakamim mal, comes Yetzer Hara and acts as a mechitza. And each time we give it to the Yetzer Hara, we're generating within ourselves a mechitza. Every time we don't, we're removing that which was created to be the block of Tridas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brought the mashal about this. He listed him as hit by the precious Rachim, and he's weak, he can't really attack people. He calls everybody, and everybody seems to give in. The cat came by and saw that he can't really do anything to him, so he sent him the Kassas to break him apart, break him up. So the remaining Doris would seem to be accept the power of the listim. Ramino comes along and says, "Yeah, garnish," and he started being curses it, destroying it. Say more meyata. Let's pick up from there. Ketzes of Ramino hakarosai. Versus a machitza, behikras burra. So he moved the impediments, mainly so Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lila aras a machitza, lila kasas is the answer, yev shal hakir. Which means the opposite. If you don't remove the impediments, you can't see. Kain is as zeh lumazel asalukim, tuma mukadusha. V'choloi the mida, shemachabarim the tuma, he mastiro, fatetze b'nei hakadusha. So just relying, just focusing on the Asei Tov without moving the Ra, so it's Tumah Sheres B'Yodah. He still has the Tumah affecting him, which will act as a blockage to his Chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The true Chibur requires removing the Ra as well. Okay, so how do you do it? How can you call the Yetzer Hara, which, if you want to be honest, probably 99.9% of the world, he has him in his clutches. He seems to be very, very powerful. And the Medrash calls him this lame listim who can't do anything. Yan Hukayach Tahami. It's a very deep kayach. I'll sit there, but it's irrational. They say Khabari because of Gedo Aimit. Because I'll say that the Khilas Avoida, the Sisham says that the Khilas Avoida, the Avoida of Zahiris, is developing the process of thinking. And the Scar Mitzvah Kenegat of Seder, Scar of Erekenegat, the Hefset of Erekenegat, Scar of Kesher and Nefesh, the beginning of the day, the end of the day, it's a process of thinking. And like the Sisham says, Yetzer knows if you think, he's lost. So his Eitzah is Atzis Parah Rosh. Make sure you don't think. Right? So what he's saying, this point, Revolve was just saying that point of Mesil Sashar Batsim, that it's guaranteed. You don't know what is the Eitzah of the Yetzer, which is guaranteed? Thought. See, Yetzer knows that, so his solution is don't think. So he creates a reality that was so busy that it's impossible to think. Paris says, make them so busy with work, they won't have time to think about all of their plans to leave. That's Chazal mean over here. Batsim, it has no power. It appears extremely formidable. It's impossible to overcome it. The reality is, there's nothing there. But the world of Dimyon becomes real to us. The more that your thought process becomes healthy, you learn to have a thought process and to think and to weigh and to consider the implications of your actions and the importance that they have and the power that they have, the more you will not allow yourself to be drawn into things which are bad for you. We struggle with Sumer Ra, the Vasas is Kayeno, Ayadir Sara, Vaslid the Mimeno, Bakal Sura Sov, Shilton Yetzer, Alamadimir, Aminus Rose. Is coming to be aware of the concept that Ra exists in the world and be silent to withdraw, jump back from it, any form that it expresses itself. Whether it's the world of Dimyon, Midas Ros, or Shilton Yetzer, allowing the Yetzer Hara to direct us. Hasagas atoyva, hagoshas akdusha, tevoena me'alein, nitzilzakdem, b'chol asher nasliach, l'sumer yersumira. So Rav Volba is again stressing this point that our thought process is, well, if you work on the toiv, the male of the, you'll mechubar to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Saying it doesn't work because there's an element of tumah which is impacting the person negatively. So the impact of the positive actions is going to be very limited. But the person has to be aware that he's being damaged, remove the damage as much as possible, and by doing that, the side of Toiv and Kedusha or Mela exists in the person.
Okay, we can ask, it's kasha, maybe a little bit of a silly question, but you don't need to come onto any divrei musar to say that you shouldn't do averis. I'm saying, what's our Volba's chiddush over here? That
it's not a
Muslim saver. No, I'm saying he's being married that a person has to work on his Surah Meirah. The reason you have to work on his Surah Meirah, whatever cheshbon you want to make, is the Torah says don't do an Aveira. Don't do any. So what? He seems to be saying that more than just not doing Aveiras, there's more than that. And so, obviously in his Surah Meirah there must be included more than just not doing Aveiras. Because you don't have to say anything more. The Torah says don't speak Lashon Hara, so you shouldn't speak Lashon Hara.
He's not giving the Baruch Shem, yes, you're correct, that's a good idea. He's explaining to you that if you want to understand how to reverse as a process of avoiding your life, so many times what happens is people come along and say that when we make the geish for avoida, I'm trying to build up a kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if I have inspiring davenings and I have geshmaka learning sessions, I have all the things, I feel close to God. And he said it's not true. Until you remove the rag, you're not close to God. Right, so unless you make an avoid the miyuchedus to eradicate the ra from your life,
what does it mean avoid the miyuchedus to be misraga with surmei ra? I'm saying it's not avoid the miyuchedus. Whether you ever open the mamusa sefer in your life, you know that you're not supposed to do averus. So why does he call it avoid the miyuchedus?
Because he's talking about the avoid over here. We're not talking about keeping mitzvahs. We're talking about the avoid.
We're
for this far into the sefer, we're called bali avoid.
No, that's my question.
We get a title.
So what? Which point does it go beyond just not doing averus and become a certain avoda of surmei ra? What's the nekuda that it's not
because
just
ra is not averus. Ra is if I have a meter raw and I don't remove it, I can technically not do any averus, but I still have a ra in me which is going to prevent me from being mechuba to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I have, he gives you three examples: Shilton Yetzer, Olam Adimyon, or Midas Ros. Right. So the person who reads novels, he's been mechazik in himself in the world of Dimyon. Right. It will act as an impediment to a skiver to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I always find it fascinating. I always find that. I don't. But the idea that I'm interact with it often, right? But you know, people can go to watch a movie and cry or get scared in the movie, right? Like, that's stupid. It's not real, right? But they get so absorbed into the Isle of Adimian that it becomes real to them. So he's pointing out that the more you do that, the more that you're mechazik, that this a world of non-reality, you understand that it acts as a blockage to you and Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is real. The more you have musig of shilton hayetzer, which allows you allow, as it were, the yetzahara to be the motivation for why you're doing things. So even technically, I'm doing something wrong. But if I do A and A causes B and B causes C and C causes D and E causes D and E is a bad idea, so even though A is not an Aveira, there's still Shilton and Yetzer in.
So that's what he means to say.
So all of those things are going to act as impediments. Then he says that the Sag of the Torah, Gosh of the Kedusha, to Edom Eilein, instead of working and trying to become more, to more get more Torah and more Kedusha, I want to go back a step. I mentioned this before, like before you came in. Right? At first glance, he sounds like very. I'm saying this, in a, you know, just to bring out a point, say it more extreme. Anti-Sidishish, right? You know, like, you know, Jesus is like, you know, just listen, turn up the rod, just have a good time, everything's wonderful, you know, dance your way into Gan Eden, right? His point is, I agree with you. I agree that human beings are holy and they're special and unique and they're wonderful. So what's the problem? So why aren't we dancing into Gan Eden? So the answer is dance at the Gan Eden. No, but we should be able to dance at the Gan Eden automatically. Right? Because the Gershom made us with a natural state of being is Mechubah the Kedusha. So the answer is just remove the things that make you not being Mechubah the Kedusha and automatically you'll have these things. You don't have to work on it. It's almost automatic. I'm starting with my starting point is that this is the real state of being of a human being should be Gan Eden. Other reason the problem was that he had to work at the Gan Eden. He was put in Gan Eden to start with. He ripped himself out of Gan Eden by creating a machitza in him and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that wasn't a one-time reality. That's an ongoing reality which we're doing constantly. Every time that we be an Aveira, so the problem with the Aveira is not just the Aveira, the problem is the Aveira creates this machitza which makes it harder to need to have mechubah to the world of Kedusha. So you have to understand that the process of removing all of that will put you back in the Gan Eden into your natural state of being. You know, the Bali Machshava, the Gan Eden isn't, in a certain sense, it isn't, it's not schar. You know, it's not like since you're a good boy, I'm going to pay you something. Nefesh HaKhayim says that it's the kedusha that you generate as you do mitzvahs. That's the world that you're going to go into. He's taking it a step back and saying, Batsim, you're in that world. You just ripped yourself out. Just go back home. So it sounds like a lot of, you know, like, you know, we're stuck in rah, 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 you know. But it's more than rah, but we're holy, holy, holy. That's it.
If I want to turn my rah, so maybe he's going to come to be asked to help, is it?
The natural state of being of that will be that as you remove the impediments, the Kibbutz, the Kedusha will express itself, and it's going to express itself all the time.
Right.
So he says the person should do is the ma'aseh sormei ra'asa, which means that precious, for example, would be to be perished from eating.
So he gives the mashal. Okay, the next paragraph. The next paragraph, very important paragraph. And Tikkun Abrasi Yisardus, and Mitzvah Tikkun Masuim Cholechal Mehem. He spoke with each one of the different Yisardus and the Chesronos that they came with them, and how you could address each one of them. So the Midah of Eish, if you could channel that towards the Limud Torah, and you know, etc. Each one. Okay. Lokenu Lagabi Shilton Hayetzer Radimyan. These are much more general issues. Show me tikkun masuyim. There's no tikkun. What is there? Aronus tmidis bikaris atzmis chamif. You have to be awake, right? Yeah. Person grows up in the inner city, right? So he understands that part of his reality is that you're always looking over your shoulder. You always realize any given moment there's somebody about to attack you, and you're ready to fight or to flight, whatever it is. But you can't let your guard down. So that's the Yetzirah, right? And he lives in the inner being of the person. So any given moment when your guard is down, right, he can jump you. And when you see yourself doing something, you have to be honestly assess of what I just do. What am I doing? Where am I going? Is that acceptable? Is it dangerous? We spoke about Dimian. With the mice, the more you learn Torah, the more that's a process of honing and developing the seichel part of the person, and connecting to the reality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu through Torah, so the dimyon is less effective on the person. But Harei Shulton HaYetzer Eino Nirsu Gam Yifnei Talmud Chacham La'Aktiv Rabbisim La'Shila. But any given moment, the Kachav Talmud Chacham also. If you want to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to, your attitude towards Ra has to be sin. I don't know. Kama shanu miskar let yerzel Hashem yerzel leino lizrachem yira. B'chom abenim b'teino yilazeh limsa b'atzmeinu gedor b'fnei ra shavikubenim, to find ways to address and protect yourself from the danger of the Ra which is there. Your success will not be based on contemplating holy, holy, high different things, but rather creating a safe space for yourself. Somebody was telling me, I remember who, they scream Shabbos, right? So I was like, we were, our apartment was on Bar Ilan, 2 blocks up from Shulman Novi. So from Shulman Novi, and it's closed. But Shmuel Novi is Golden Meir, so that's open.
Shmuel Novi
itself becomes Golden Meir. Golden Meir is not closed. So just come out with the mice, that whole area is basically Frum. Every once in a while you have a car coming through. Right? So you'll have people standing there in the corner screaming Shabbos. Right?
How are you?
So somebody was telling me, that he was there one time, and there was some Chosham looking in, walking by, and as the car goes by, he says, "Shabbos, Shabbos." He wasn't screaming at the car; he's screaming at himself. Right? The goal of what he was saying was, I can't allow myself to accept the fact that Chil Shabbos is something which is in the realm of possibility. I have to create a reason from Ra inside of myself. How could you do such a thing? The vast majority of us, the seichel understands, right, that we hear a person, right, the vast majority of people come along and say that taking drugs is something which, like, why? Weird, strange. How do you do it? People live in it. Don't see anything wrong with it. I don't know, that's called normal. Person doesn't smoke. Looks like I smoke. Like, what are you doing? person who smokes, he's in that ra. So for him, that's called normal. So he doesn't even hear that he's living in the world of ra. A person outside, right? So theoretically, we would like to say, when I see Chil Shabbos, I would say, like, huh? How can you be Mechal Shabbos? Like, you want to get to the point that you're solid from ra. So obviously, your part of that is the same way you don't get near a fire because the fire burns. And if you truly understand that fire burns, you want to create protections from fire. Electricity is dangerous, so you understand that, you know, there's different protections and you stay away. Right? So if this world is a world which is dangerous, you know, and I'm walking in an area where there's a major electric substation, a power station, and I'm walking very carefully every single step that I take to make sure that I'm not in danger. So that should be how we have seen a ra. We should look at ra.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm listening.
So somebody quoted to me a fascinating thought process. He said, people that they work in Kiruv. So Kiruv is a very difficult world to work in because, like this, you're dealing with wonderful people who have a lot of tremendous miles about them. And you see that. They also do things which are totally wrong. So he was telling this person who's involved in, you know, training people for Kiruv, etc. He says, you have to have this, you know, these two reactions. Whoa, I don't touch the guy. They say, well, it's a yid, I have to care of him. So I have to, you know, but it has to be both elements. Because otherwise, you're being disregarded of what's so bad about him. And then you're in danger. Right. So you don't have the merfik anymore. You don't have the getter. You don't have the survey ra, the sino ra. Right. So it's, you know, the one of the questions I talk about, the idea of what's better, the living at the, you know, the process of raising through children through isolation, insulation, you know, insulate every type of, right, or through exposure. Right? So the argument for insulation is because you raise them in a world where they have the clarity of understanding that that's wrong. The danger is when they're exposed to it, they don't have never developed the tools how to deal with it. They can be more easily caught. You raise such a person in a world where there's, you know, you expose them to a very weak virus and they develop antibodies of how to deal with it. So, right? On the other hand, they don't have a deep, true understanding of what Ra is. So each one has knowledge, each one has awareness. So he's trying to give us a deep of understanding that we need to create in ourselves, for children, for as adults, to create ourselves a chizuk, ongoing chizuk to understand the definition of and the bisurla from Ra.